Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being aired for March 12, 2022. We are on the brink of a retreat that I will be offering to my students this weekend and most of next week. And these are very special events, as they offer to my students a chance to retreat, to go back and live their life possibly in a different way for 1 week. They don't have to worry about making dinner or lunch or breakfast. They don't have to worry about their chores at home or any of that. They can, for 1 week, focus on what is truly important. And in doing this and having this rare, rare privilege and opportunity, I will be presenting to them insights and reveals, not teachings, not concepts per se, like most people would think as philosophy or religion. I don't do philosophy and religion. No, these things that I am going to be offering are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. And some of my students have been with me for 20, 30 years, and others have only been with us for 5 or 6 years, things like that. And it's hard for them. It is. It's hard for all of them. Our retreats are basically now very different than ever before. I am closing out my teaching career, as it were, so I am working very diligently. There's a lot for me to do. My career is not over as far as teaching is concerned, but it is important for people to understand when they come to a retreat what they're doing. They are retreating. They are removing themselves from their daily life. And my job, as I see it, is to help them in that retreat to have something substantial to retreat to. And we do different subjects. My work, as it is now, and I'm getting old, and one day I won't be able to do these anymore efficiently, and I will have to retire from them. I am stepping up the shall we say, the effort. I am working more diligently now than ever before on all of this. So when you think in terms of a retreat, and I get all sorts of emails and inquiries about retreats and wanting to come, and most of them I ignore. I am only interested in those people who are really working on themselves. So I get these emails and phone calls about, you know, I want to come to your retreat, I want to do this, I want to do, and I really don't think they know what they're getting involved in. I don't think they could understand it. It's way over their head and their pay grade as a person, way over. So I don't bother to answer them, you know, I just don't. But I do get some interesting questions, and I'm going to answer two of them today, for the sake of maybe wrapping this up in people's minds, okay? All right, the first question comes from Zig, Z-I-G, and he lives in New Mexico, and he says, how can a retreat really help us in this day and age? I mean, really help us, Zig. Zig, it's the retreat that I will be offering, and the retreats I have offered are very, very important. They're not like going to a sales meeting or trying to up people's emotions and get them all hyped up. I'm not like that at all. These are what I call come to Jesus meetings, as it were. And by that, I mean, we get down into the nitty gritty. We get down into the things that are most important about our life. I speak about things that are unspeakable. I talk about things that can't be taught. They must be caught. all of these efforts do I make to help them? And it's come down to meditation and Gestalt therapy. And Gestalt therapy is where I take a person through their life. And we actually, so to speak, act it out so they can see it. It's like a huge cartoon that they build themselves, and then we look at it, and a person gets to see where they are at and why they're there, and if they really want to, shall we say, escape from it, if they really want to transcend it, to understand the nature of it and move away. But most people are not in that category, but I do offer it to them. And oftentimes the person who is in the Gestalt therapy at the moment, who is doing the Gestalt, is the sacrifice for other people in the group to see their Gestalt within this person's Gestalt that they are bravely or not bravely going through. It is not an easy thing to do. It is not always pleasant. It is not always gratifying. In fact, it never is. But one thing for sure, it is authentic. And the person builds their own, and they begin to see the ebb and the flow of their life and why they are there in their life the way they are. Now, do they do anything about it? Some people just get insulted because they're pedestrian, they're petty. They live in a parochial mindset that just is not made for spiritual awakening. So it is easy to get insulted and petty about it. And I oftentimes use these people to get rid of other people and, of course, themselves. And I do it deliberately. They don't think of it that way. They don't even know what I'm doing, and that's the way I want it. And even by me telling you this secret, it doesn't change anything. They're still arrogant and egotistical, and the whole group just doesn't get it. But some of them see it for what it is. It was Epicus that said, "Men are disturbed not by things, but by the principles and notions which they form concerning things." And he was right. I do this very diligently and with great skill. After 50 years of doing this kind of work, I have gotten very skillful at it, and I'm grateful for that. So, what good is it? How can a retreat really help us? Well, Zig, it probably wouldn't help you at all. It would annoy you, probably insult you. The meditations would they're beautiful. I offer the antidote to all of the Gestalts through meditation and these beautiful practices. And I have some beautiful ones I'm going to be offering to my students on Tibetan Pulsing this week. You just wouldn't be ready for this. This is not something a person makes ready for. You can't brace yourself for it. Let me tell you what happened to me. When I was in seminary, I would go to this place in Lawrence, Kansas, and it was a place where I had found a Zen master. The teachings that I found in Unity were so parochial and silly. It was all about image, getting people to like you, and then extracting as much money out of them as you possibly can. And then I could see that this wasn't really going to help anyone, and I got involved in these beautiful teachings of Gurdjieff and Ouspensky in the commentaries, and I started reading them. Someone gave them to me while I was back in seminary, and I couldn't put them down. They're a huge volume. And so I started looking around for a place to go to help me awaken, to help me learn how to really teach, not just do the Sunday school kind of philosophy that they trained us and ordained us to do. So I found a Zen master in Lawrence, Kansas, and I would go there every week. And when I went, I was not worthy. I really wasn't. And I was forced to sit outside. I could hear faintly what was being taught and done, but I was not allowed to go in. They tested that. This Zen master was a wonderful elderly man that I have deep affection for and respect. I just sat there for months in the heat, in the cold, for months. I was not allowed in. He wanted to see how long I would sit there, how long it would take me to leave, and I never did. And once he understood that, I was allowed in. And that same kind of methodology has been used in Zen for many, many years. He wanted to see if I was willing to endure the insult of the ego, not him on me, but my own ego. And so if nothing else, Zig, a retreat such as the one that I offer, I have to vet people. I have to really see where they're at. I want them to want it really, really, really mucho. So there you are, my friend. What value is it? Probably nothing to you, but it could be for another person everything. I hope you'll understand and forgive me. Namaste. Got to get to the next question. This is from Ronald, and he does not tell me where he lives. What good is it to meditate? What are the benefits? And then he lists the whole mess of things that are going on in his life and would they help him? And one of them is get his marriage together, get more money, you know, raise his children better, and all that other stuff. Blah, 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 blah. Look, the reason you come to a retreat and you work on yourself and you learn meditation is not to make your life better, what you would call making your life better. It is to do as the Buddha said, long is the cycle of birth and death to the fool who does not know the true path. I am there to help them break the cycle of birth and death. And everything that I do in a gestalt or in meditation or in anything I offer them is opposed to their lifestyle, absolutely 100% opposed to it. They have a great deal of difficulty dealing with that. In fact, they don't want to deal with it. Most of them forget what I have taught. By the end of the retreat, they will go to their car, load up their car to go home, and they've already forgotten everything I've taught them. That's just the nature of the beast. But there are little tiny seeds that have been planted in these people. Seeds of love, seeds of compassion that I have planted in them. And you never know when they're going to germinate. Pascal said, most of man's miseries are derived by his inability to sit quietly in a room by himself. And he is right. That is such a true statement. The inability to sit quietly in a room by himself. So if I have helped them to sit quietly in a room by themselves, just to sit there, closing their eyes and being silent, something of the other shore will eventually come into them, and they will understand the truest nature that lives within them. They will understand the way, the truth, and the light of their own heart. And that's the value of it. And that's the value of meditation. If I don't offer this to them, no one will, and they won't give it to themselves alone. So retreats become the single most important thing in their entire lives. I gotta go. Thank you for your question, Ronald, and please forgive me. Namaste. I'm out of here. Be back on the air tomorrow morning. If you have any questions you would like to put to me, my email is greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. And once again, as always, please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.